Welcome, everyone. Once again, let's talk about social inclusion. Let's look in this episode to the impact of digital skills on online job seeking, specifically how inequalities in these skills disadvantage certain groups. Okay, so the research we discuss today, it focuses on the growing importance of digital skills in the job market. And of course, it raises also concerns about potential for exclusion and discrimination against those who lack those skills, these skills that I mentioned. And this is why I invited Stefano DeMarco, our guest today, to help us understand what is happening in these dynamics. Stefano, welcome to our episode.
Thank you very much. Hi to everybody. Very glad to be here.
Stefano, you and your authors are very adamant in the article, in the argument that the internet has deepened social stratification by concentrating digital skills among advantaged users, leading, of course, to disadvantages in various aspects of life, including the job market. So is this why you decided to conduct research?
Well, basically, everything started with a qualitative exploration. We had 80 interviews with human resources, recruiters, and people looking for a job. And what we have seen, what we have discovered, if I can use this word with qualitative approach, is that digital resources, candidates' digital resources seem to have an impact on how the job search process was carried on. So we thought it was a good idea to dig a little deeper on this. And basically, I think that the importance of this, the starting point, is that nowadays looking for a job is not possible in the traditional way. You need to use a web page, you need to use a platform. So basically, we cannot avoid to look into what is happening with the digital aspect of the job search process. Theoretically, at the beginning, everybody, authors or researchers, were expecting that the digitalization of the access to the labor market would bring a democratization of job posts. Sure. That means that candidates would have access to more opportunities. They could have they could look for a job not only in their city or in the close geographical context, but even in other region, other cities, or even other countries. But the reality, data says that it's quite the opposite, that candidates are facing a tight competition for a very few number of job position, especially for those jobs that require no or low or middle skills. So in order to face this competition, the digital aspect of online job search is quite crucial.
Mm-hmm. So let's follow up on that. So you highlight in your study the lack of research on the relationship between resources and skills of the job seeker and their online job search experience. Okay, so apart from that, what else was missing in the research?
Well, what we have seen is that, yeah, actually, you're right, that there is scarce literature on this topic. Literature has been basically facing job search using the human resource point of view, or for example, looking at social capital. The classical approach is looking if weak ties or strong ties are the stronger predictor for job opportunities. In this research, we wanted to look almost exclusively at the online job search skills, that is the ability to effectively use a web page or platform in order to look for a job, and the ability to give visibility to the app, to an application or a profile. Also, and this is the ghost track of our album, we can say that we understood, when we realized the qualitative interviews, that people with lower level of digital skills were more prone to suffer something that looked like burnout related with job search. That is, people with a lower level of digital skills were more likely to feel psychological distress related to the job search, and consequently they were more likely to abandon the job search, so to get out from the job search process.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a further element we wanted to explore.
Okay.
In our research. Yeah,
it is a promising background, a lot to study. Let us know the most important conclusions, findings of your search.
Yeah, we used a quantitative approach in order to test this hypothesis, and we can say that we obtained two main groups of results. One group that we can define as methodological, because we were able to create two indicators, one for online job search skills and the other for burnout related to online job search. So we have to say at the respect that the burnout is a construct that typically is used for organization, for job position, but not for job search. So the psychologists that worked with us translated this concept for the environment of job search. And on the other hand, we obtained the typical sociological research results that are basically, first of all, that people with a higher level of economical, educational, and material resources are more prone to develop higher level of digital skills and online job search skills. At the same time, these skills help them to find more easily a job. Specifically, they have more probability to get contacted for a job interview when applying on a web platform. And at the same time, they had less probability to suffer burnout. So translating these results in one sentence, we found out that the rich get richer in the process of online job search, because the digitalization of the access to the labor market seems to bring a deepening in social stratification, because people with less level of resources seems to be less able to develop digital skills, and so to get a job, which translates later in other material resources. So basically all this process is translating in a deepening of social stratification.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's the high level of economic status leads to more skills, to more job search skills, easier to be contacted for interviews, less probability of burnout, and the other reality, it's exactly the other way around. I'm curious to know about consequences of your study. I'm particularly interested in consequences, for example, for public policy or for individual choice, or even for entities or companies.
Well, I think there are two main actors we should begin to talk with, that are institutional actors, in order to include in some way in formal education some kind of training about how to use ECT in order to find and look in order to look for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this point, we cannot ignore that the medium we are using in order to look for a job is very important in order to achieve this goal. And at the same time, I think that also human resources should be interested in this conversation, because there is a lot of people that get in some way that abandon the job search process, but that could be very useful for enterprises, because we are talking about the fact that people with the same level of work competencies cannot be included in job processes, because they don't have enough skills to make their application visible. So we have a huge loss of human resources also in this case. And talking about talking from an individual point of view, I think that it would be important that people should keep in mind that online job search is a difficult process where they could face many unpleasant events or stressful events, like, for example, absence or lack of feedbacks about the process, lack of responses about enterprises. Many times it happens that people send out an application and they never know what happens with it, if there is something wrong with their CV, with their profile. They have absolutely no feedback about that. And this could create some frustration, some psychological distress.
Sure.
That so my advice is also, it would be interesting to find some resources in order to get along with this stressful process.
Yeah, of course. I read your article, and potential research limitations that I notice and that probably future research should address are geographical limitations of the study, the socioeconomic status of those that you included in the study, and the comparison between online and offline job search. Did I get this right?
Yes, I think you are getting straight to the point. We are probably a big limitation while using only the Spanish case of study. Mm-hmm. It would be very interesting to have data from other countries, especially from outside the European Union, in order to compare what's going on. Also, depending on the level of penetration of ECT in different countries, what's going on. Also, it is also true that we based our sample on people that have at least secondary education. There is a sort of here of problem, because we know from literature that people with lower level of education don't use online platform. But we have seen during the in-depth interview that this process is also changing, because people that is not using internet for looking for a job can't find the job, is not able to find resources to because before for them, for people with lower level of education, the principal resource was the talking of people, their close net of friends, of people. But as we saw from in-depth interview, these nets are not useful anymore, mm-hmm. are not capable to provide for job positions. So they need to go online and they don't know how. So this is a problem that I think it will be It needs to be solved, for example, with another sample. We are actually working on another job, on another research, adopting another slightly different perspective. Maybe we will well, we basically are trying to understand how people is able to manipulate the algorithm that make platform work and that make and that allow to create an order for the application sent for a specific position. We know that we do it all the time in our, for example, in our social networks. If we, for example, like the video of puppies, we will probably give a lot of likes to videos of puppies in order to have more videos like that in our feed.
Sure.
This logic is more or less applicable to the we can translate we can move this logic also to employment platform. We know from recent researches that people using Jig platform, like for example TaskRabbit, manipulate all the time the algorithm in order to get more jobs, to get more contracts. So we want to see if there is something like that also in employment platform. And probably for this research, we will be able to get a wider sample, including also people with lower level of education.
Okay. Still a lot of research out there to come up. Stefano, if you had to sum up this episode or the core of this conversation in one or two sentences, so the punchline, what would it be?
Well, I think that is that the digitalization of the access to the labor market is deepening social stratification, because not everybody is getting the right level of digital skills in order to apply for a job.
Well, straight to the point. Stefano, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Thank you very much.
To everyone who's watching us on YouTube, for example, or in our podcast platforms, you can find all the resources, all the materials of this conversation and the study that Stefano and colleagues have conducted on the Let's Talk About Social Inclusion website. You can also subscribe to our newsletter for keep in touch with new episodes and follow us on Twitter @CogitatioLTA.